So today is the celebration of St. Michael and all angels. The color is white. It's from the book of Revelation. It's a color of heaven. Our robes in heaven will be washed by the blood of the Lamb. Today we focus on angels who are in heaven, of course, in their ministry to God and also their ministry to us. For centuries, Christians have kept the festival of St. Michael and all angels. Sometimes it's called Michaelmas. It's for a mass or service of Michael, Michaelmas, just like Christmas, Christmas, a service for Christ. Today, a service, we remember the ministry of angels.
今日系一路以嚟咧，今日系圣米加勒同埋所有天使嘅庆典。我哋今日系关注到天使同埋佢哋对上帝同我哋嘅事工。几个世纪以嚟咧，基督徒一直将今日咧都作为圣米加勒同埋所有天使嘅节日。今日咧亦都被称为圣米加勒节，系用于纪念圣米加勒同埋所有天使嘅弥撒同埋服务，就好似圣诞节系耶稣嘅礼拜或者弥撒一样。米加勒、弥撒系米加勒同埋所有天使嘅礼拜同埋弥撒。
The celebration of St. Michael and all angels is always right around the time of autumn. It's right around the time of the moon festival we had here in Chinatown, the start of a new season or new moon, new fall or autumn. Fall or autumn, right, is a time when the leaves on the trees begin to wither and fade and fall. It's a season of change and decay.
米迦勒同埋所有天使嘅庆典咧，亦都就喺我哋立秋之后嘅时候嘅所举行嘅。正咁啱咧，就系大约中秋节同埋交你庆祝中秋节嘅时候，亦都系新嘅秋季嘅开始。秋季或者秋天系树叶枯萎、脱色同埋落下嘅时候。呢个系一个变化同埋衰败嘅季节。
I'd like to focus today on our first and second readings from God's word. They're about Saint Michael and all angels. These readings from God's word describe a world passing away and a new world to come. It's as if these readings are like an autumn or a fall season for everything, for our fallen world. In approaching these readings today, we'll see how angels minister to God and how they minister to us.
今日牧师想系讲下呢个圣米加勒同埋所有天使。头先我哋喺读到嘅第一同埋第二段嘅经文，呢啲嚟自神嘅话语嘅经文描述咗呢个即将过去逝去嘅世界，同埋即将嚟临嘅新嘅世界，就好似呢啲经文对一切嘅事物对我哋堕落嘅世界未来，同埋嚟讲咧，亦都系秋天或者秋天嘅季节。
Our first reading is from the book of Daniel in the Old Testament. Daniel is a book towards the end of the Old Testament. You could think of it like an autumn period of the Old Testament. We're nearing a new season of the New Testament and the hope of the coming Messiah, Jesus Christ. Daniel, at the old of the old part of the Old Testament, is set in exile. The people of God and Daniel are in exile in Persia, present-day Iran. Daniel is in exile. Daniel is faithful to God. God is faithful to Daniel, even in exile, for God is always present to us.
但以理书系旧约末期或者旧约后期秋季嘅时期一本书。我哋正接近新约嘅新嘅季节，同埋弥赛亚耶稣嘅嚟临。但系但以理系被流放，上帝嘅子民系被流放喺波斯或者而家嘅伊朗。但以理即使喺流亡里边，流放里边，亦都系忠于神，但系神亦都系忠于但以理。
Our first reading describes the prince Michael. It's another way of saying archangel in the Bible, or the first angel, or the chief angel, Michael. He's a leader of the angels. He's a force for good. He's one of the only angels named for us in the Bible. Angel, the word angel, it means messenger originally. Angels are messengers, and they're also ministers to us of God. Angels are created by God, especially for us. The Bible in the book of Hebrews describes angels as ministering spirits of God. They're spirits. They're not bodies like us. Angels act as messengers and ministers of God and messengers and ministers to us.
我哋今日嘅经文描述咗米迦勒嘅另一种讲法嘅说法，佢系天使嘅领袖同埋上帝嘅善行嘅力量。天使嘅意思系使者或者系天使，系神嘅使者同埋传道人，帮神传信息嘅人。天使系上帝创造嘅，上帝喺希伯来书里边将天使描述为神嘅侍奉灵，佢哋系灵魂，唔系好似我哋一样咁样有身体。
Our first and second readings today from scripture, they focus on the autumn or the fall of this fallen world we live in, and the hope of the new world, the resurrection of the dead, the life of the world to come as we believe in. In our first and second reading today, we see then also the archangel Michael. He's in Daniel and he's in the book of Revelation. He gives a message of how the angels minister to God and to us. Remember, angels are messengers and ministers. Especially in the autumns or falls of our lives, when hope may seem distant and fading, we're reminded today, in hope, of the power of God to save through his ministering angels, God's messengers and ministers of hope.
今日我哋喺圣经嘅第一同埋第二个读经里边，重点系关于呢一个堕落嘅世界，呢个堕落嘅秋天，以及复活嘅希望同埋未来嘅生命、来世嘅生命。喺今日嘅第一同埋第二段嘅经文里边，我哋睇到大天使米迦勒系点样向我哋传达天使系如何侍奉上帝同埋我哋嘅信息。 特别系喺我哋生命嘅秋天或者跌落退落堕落嘅时候，当希望似乎好遥远同埋消逝嘅时候，喺今日提醒我哋，我哋嘅希望上亦系有希望，上帝有力量透过天使嚟拯救我哋，上帝嘅使者同埋希望嘅使者。
In Daniel chapter 12, this is our first reading today, we hear about this end or autumn of this fallen world and the hope of the resurrection and the life of the world to come. It says, at that time shall arise Michael, the great prince who has charge of your people. There shall be a time of trouble such as never been seen since there was a nation till that time. At that time, your people shall be delivered. Everyone whose name is found written in the book, and many of those who are asleep in the dust of the earth will awake, some to everlasting life, some to shame and everlasting contempt. Those who are wise will shine like the stars in the brightness of the sky above, and those who turn many to righteousness like stars forever and forever.
喺但以理书第十二章里边，我哋听到关于呢个堕落世界嘅终结或者系秋天，以及复活同埋来世生命嘅希望。那时保佑你本国之民的天使长米迦勒必站起来，而且有大艰难。从有国以来直到此时，没有这样的。你本国经文中凡名录在册上的必得拯救，睡在 尘埃中的必有多人复醒，其中有得救的，有受羞辱永远被憎恶的。智慧人必发光，如同天上的光；那使多人归义的必发光如星，直到永永远远。
So what does this mean? Well, the time of trouble is now. It was trouble then, there's trouble now. Just check out your newsfeed. We live in the autumn or fall of this fallen world. The Archangel Michael brings a message of hope to a fallen world. It's the victory of God. As Christians, we believe that Jesus Christ is the champion. He's the victor over all evil, sin, and death. Christ has died. Christ is risen. Christ will come again, and that's our hope. And when the risen Christ returns in glory, the dead will be raised, as promised in the book of Daniel here in the Old Testament. To believe in Jesus, the Lord of life, the champion, means to have our names written in this book of eternal life that Daniel mentions.
即是说现在就是麻烦的时候，我们生活在这个堕落的世界，可以牧师话你听新闻已经知道，大天使米迦勒带来了上帝胜利的希望的讯息。身为基督徒，我们相信耶稣基督是优胜者，是战胜一切的邪恶、罪恶和死亡的胜利者。耶稣死了，死在十字架上，耶稣复活了，耶稣是还会再来。 当复活的耶稣在荣耀里面再降临的时候，再来到我们中间的时候，死人亦都会复活。正如我们今日所读的旧约但以理书所应许的，相信生命之主耶稣就意味着我们的名字是被写在永生的册上边。
In all the troubles and uncertainties of life, in a world where time is passing quickly away, we have the promise of eternal life, the hope of the resurrection. The promise to shine like stars forever, all in the greatest star, Jesus Christ. The chief or archangel Michael ministers to us this chief or overarching message, the message of hope in Christ, the ultimate minister. What is it? Jesus Christ wins. Death loses. Eternal life is ours in Jesus. We will shine like stars in him.
在生命的所有烦恼和不确定的世界里面，在时间流逝的世界里面，我们有永生的应许，复活的希望，就好像星星一样永远闪耀。这一切都在耶稣基督里面。首席或者大天使米迦勒向我们传达主要或者最首要的希望的讯息，就是基督得胜，死亡就输了。
So our second reading from the Bible is from the book of Revelation. It's very similar to our first reading from Daniel today. Revelation, like Daniel, is a book of hope. Daniel at the end of the Old Testament, Revelation, a book of hope at the end of the New Testament. Revelation is a message of hope found at the very end of the Bible. And the book of Revelation, as it says in Revelation chapter 1, verse 1, is the revelation of Jesus Christ, the victor. As in our Old Testament reading today from Daniel, here again, we see the archangel Michael appear and the power and the victory in Jesus, the champion.
它是旧约圣经结尾处的一本充满希望的书。启示录亦都是新约圣经结尾处的希望讯息。启示录是圣经的最后一本书，是耶稣基督的启示。正如我们今日读但以理书旧约圣经里面一样，在这里我们再次看到大天使米迦勒以及耶稣的力量和胜利。
We hear this in our reading today from Revelation. A war arose in heaven, Michael and his angels fighting against the dragon. The dragon and the angels fight back. The dragon is defeated. There's no longer any place for them in heaven. The great dragon is thrown down. The ancient serpent, who is called the devil or Satan or the deceiver of the whole world, he's thrown down to earth, his angels thrown down with him. And I heard a voice in heaven saying, now the salvation and the power and the kingdom and the glory for our God and the authority of who? The champion, Jesus Christ, has come.
我们在启示录十二章里面听到这一点。 在天上就有了争战，米迦拿同他的使者与龙争战，龙也同他的使者去争战，并没有得胜，天上再没有他们的地方。大龙就是那古蛇，名叫魔鬼，又叫撒旦，是迷惑着普天下的，他被绑摔在地上，他的使者也一同被摔下去。我听见天上有大声音说，我神的救恩、能力、国度，并他基督权柄，现在都来了。
So what does this mean? Well, the great battle in heaven is the ultimate battle that Revelation describes, the ultimate battle of good versus evil. It's the battle, right, on the one hand of God the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, who defeats, on the other hand, sin, death, and the devil. The ultimate battle of good versus evil, it's been fought. It's been won. It's been conquered in the death and the resurrection of Jesus Christ. He is the Son of God, our living Lord and champion. Jesus wins. Now the salvation and the power and the kingdom of God, our authority of his Christ, his chosen one, has come. You know, angels, remember, are messengers of God. And here we have a message of this ministry of Jesus. We see Michael, the archangel, who gives us again this chief or main message of salvation and eternal life in Jesus. Michael, who in Jesus and God's power defeats the devil, and through all the power of God, we are kept safe and secure.
咁最终系咩意思呢？天上嘅大战同埋系善与恶嘅终极之战，圣父、圣子同圣灵系战胜罪恶、死亡同埋魔鬼呢一场嘅战斗。呢场善与恶嘅终极之战系上帝透过上帝嘅儿子，我哋永生嘅耶稣基督嘅死同埋复活而打赢嘅。耶稣系赢咗，因为现在我们神的救恩、能力、国度和基督的权柄都已经来到了。请记住，天使系上帝嘅使者，亦都系上帝同我哋嘅仆人。喺呢度我哋睇到大天使米迦勒，佢向我哋传达咗耶稣嘅救恩同埋永生嘅信息。米迦勒凭住神嘅大能战胜咗魔鬼同埋邪恶。
You know, we live with this message of victory in Jesus, his death and his resurrection for our forgiveness, for our eternal life, the hope of the resurrection of the dead, the hope of the life, the world to come. It's ours every day. And for our strength, for our power, Saint Michael and all the angels minister this message to us. Again, this message of living hope and strength that we have each day in Jesus.
我哋系活喺耶稣圣灵嘅信息里边，佢嘅死同埋复活系为我哋嘅宽恕同埋永生，死而复活同埋来世生命嘅希望，系我哋每一日嘅希望，亦都系我哋嘅力量同埋我哋嘅动力。耶米加勒同埋所有天使今日再次向我哋传达咗，我哋喺耶稣基督里边拥有活着嘅希望同埋力量嘅呢一个信息。
You know, there are many today in this fallen world, this autumn world we live in, who dismiss angels and the supernatural. There are many in a world passing away who think that only real meaning is found in what we can see, right, in the material. What we do and say, what we make, what we buy, what we have, what we plan, what we devise. But God's word reminds us of a bigger picture. You know, Psalm 146:3, put not your trust in princes. No coincidence that Michael is named a prince here, the prince and minister of God. God who messages to us through Michael to put our trust in the living God, which does not fade. Or Psalm 62:10, if riches or money increase, don't set your heart on them. Our hearts are set to God, his power, his treasures, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit for us.
今天在这个堕落的世界里面，有很多人是不理睬天使或者是超自然的现象。今天在这个即将逝去的世界，有很多人认为只有在物质里面，在我们所做的、所讲的、我们自己制造、购买、计划和设计的所有一切的东西里面，才能够找到真正的意义。在诗篇146:3，你们不要倚靠君王，相反，伟大的王子。 牧师和首席天使米迦勒向我们发出的信息，是让我们永远相信永生的上帝、圣父、圣子和圣灵。在诗篇62:10讲到，若财宝加增，不要放在心上，因为我们的心是要归向神、圣父、圣子和圣灵，而不是在这个世上的物质里面。
You know, as Christians, we know there is the spiritual and the material. We are bodies, we are souls, we are spirits and bodies together. We believe there's a new heaven and a new earth coming. Christ dies for our bodies and souls. He brings heaven down to earth for us in his message of salvation. When we leave this fallen life in hope, we have the promise of heaven in Jesus. This is our message. Jesus wins. His victory was won on the cross. And in the open grave of Easter, the angels, chief among them Michael, message this victory of Jesus to us. As we see in our Bible readings today, angels minister to us the message and power of Jesus Christ.
作为基督徒，我们要知道是有灵命和物质，我们有身体和灵魂，有天有地。耶稣基督为我们的身体和灵魂而死，他将天堂是带到地上。当我们凭着信心和盼望离开这个堕落的生命的时候，我们就在耶稣基督里面得到了天堂的应许。耶稣是赢了，他的胜利是在十字架上面和复活的打开了的坟墓里面是所赢得的。天使其中最重要的是米迦勒，为我们传达了耶稣的胜利。正如我们今天读的经文里面看到一样，天使向我们传达了耶稣基督的信息和力量。
I think the challenge of our readings today too is that if we're looking for wins or victories in our life that somehow, even in the big picture, don't reflect or witness Jesus or point to him in some way, even in that big picture, then we're missing it, aren't we? We're self-centered, almost acting as if materialistic atheists. We've got the big picture of hope in Jesus. There's more than blessings and comforts of wealth of this life, as important as they are. This life is passing away. We know it. Every autumn we sense it with the falling leaves reminds us of the brevity of life, here today, gone tomorrow. Every beautiful and stunning red or yellow leaf fallen on the tree, it also makes us look and reminds us of the vibrant hope that we have in Jesus, when we will shine like stars in the heavens, it says, in the world to come. Even in a world that's passing away, the hope that we have in Jesus, the victory, thanks be to God, we have that victory over sin, death, and the devil, all in Jesus Christ.
如果我们在生活里面寻找的获胜或者胜利并不是指向或者反映耶稣的胜利，咁我哋就係自私同埋自我中心，并且表现得好似唯物主义者同埋无神嘅人一样。我哋嘅希望係不仅仅係今生嘅祝福、舒适或者财富。生命正在消逝，每一个秋天同埋落叶都提醒我哋生命嘅短暂。每一片美丽而令人惊叹嘅红色或者黄色嘅落叶都提醒我哋对未来世界要充满生活充满活力和希望。感谢神，我们在耶稣基督里面战胜了罪和死亡和魔鬼。